It was just a heck of a team victory. I think it's something that we've that's been in our minds. Our vision is how we play today as a team. That's what we've been working for, and it's nice to see it happen. And now we got to go to work on next week. We got our toughest challenge of the year. It'll be Monday night up in New England, and that's where our focus goes to. Okay.
John, how much does the playoff experience of being in the hunt every at this time, as opposed to Miami hasn't been here since 2008?
That's probably a great point. I think we have really great leadership, and as you're pointing out, those guys have been there. Joe's been there, Terrell Suggs has been there, Ladarius has been there, right on down the line. To bring a guy like Eric in, you know, who's got the kind of experience he has, we have phenomenal leadership, and our leaders have taken charge of this team from a preparation standpoint and just a focus standpoint. And that's the result is, I think, the way we played. I mean, to get three, you know, we talked about the offense a lot in the locker room, and the offense got the game balls, but the defense was out of sight. I mean, to get the turnovers the way they did, the pressure, stop the run. 23 is a heck of a back. That's a very good football team. It's a very well-coached football team. It's a football team that was hot, and they're going to win a lot of games yet, and they're going to make a playoff run yet. But our defense kept them under control, and really, essentially, except for the sudden change play, shut them out. So, you know, it comes back to that leadership and that experience you're talking about.
You talked about this being a running team, but today you threw the ball almost 50 times and ran very little. Was that based upon what their problems were?
I don't know what the numbers were exactly. I felt we ran the ball well at the end, but the idea was just to score points. You know, that was our thing. We wanted to go after them and attack them and, you know, mix the run and the pass. And I think once the game gets going, you kind of do what's working and just try to keep the pressure on them as much as you can. And that was really our idea, was to, you know, keep the pressure on them and score as many points as we could. And that's what happened.
Talk about the explosion stepping up. And 6-7 weeks ago, a lot of those leaders, the guys making plays, weren't on the field. They were injured. They can't be a leader from that position. To see them come back and not just lead by example, but actually lead on the field and play.
Yeah. Well, the best leadership is by example, as you're saying, and those guys were injured. I mean, they were still leading, and they were fighting and trying to get back. I mean, Elvis Dumervil is probably the ultimate example of that. You know, he had been really struggling with his injury and was frustrated by the fact that he was, what, probably 10 weeks late from when we thought he'd be back. And yet now he's playing at such a high level, but you're exactly right.
After answering so many questions about the offense, you come out, you score like you did last week. But then you don't let up, and then you score again, because you won't have to answer that question this week.
I was just going to say.
Coming out, putting your foot on the gas right away, and making it a consistent thing.
Right.
And building a 21-point lead is something you guys haven't done all season.
Well, the thing that was good, and I think you're recognizing that, is the fact that, you know, we got 7, and then we got 14, and we got another stop, and then we got 21. And that's what we haven't done. You know, we've been stuck at 10, you know, really in probably 4 or 5 games. And, to keep the pedal to the metal, as you say, to continue to make plays. I thought Joe played just phenomenally well. The offensive line, both Joe and the offensive line got the game balls in the locker room. I mean, that's a really good defensive front. And we knew going in we had to control the front. We had to control the ends. We had to control the front. And our offensive line did that. And that's quite a statement against that defense. And then Joe just, you know, he made the plays after that was done. And I thought his vision was phenomenal, his accuracy, athleticism in the pocket. He moved around and made plays on the run. Guys made catch and run plays. It just it looked like you wanted to look.
How good do you feel for a guy like Pitta?
I feel great for Dennis. You know, he won't take as much heat from all of us now. We've been on him pretty hard pretty much all year. And for him to break out like that, it was great to see. Yeah, he played really well.
John, Marty sort of bristled this week at a question about being conservative and admitted he sort of was beating himself up a little bit. How did you see him get through the week, and could you tell that he was going to be real aggressive regardless this week?
Yeah, I think Marty, yes, that's a great, I think Marty always tries to be aggressive. You know, it's one thing Marty's never been accused of is being conservative, you know, so that's not a label that he takes too kindly to, as Joe can probably attest. So they had a little back and forth in one of the quarterback meetings that was fun to watch, but I heard about it. I didn't actually witness it. But you know, that's what I think. Iron sharpens iron. You know, we challenge each other, and everybody's able to do it in a way that makes each other better. And I thought Marty just had a phenomenal game. You know, our coaches deserve a lot of credit. Marty, Dean, Jerry, and all the position coaches. I just think we have, you know, leadership starts in those rooms. And those guys, we've got a bunch of strong leaders and really smart football coaches. And Marty obviously had a great day.
Was going for it 4th down twice early kind of part of that mentality?
Well, you know, I think we went into the game and we wanted to be, you know, we wanted to do what we had to. We had a good fourth down plan, put it that way. You know, it wasn't something we said we're going to go for it on fourth down. That wasn't the idea. But when you feel like you're, you know, you have a play and you have a situation where we can find a play, find a way to find a play, you know, you want to give it a shot. But really the important thing there is that the guys make the play and execute. And that's what Joe did and our guys on offense did. It's really not so much about going for it. It's about executing and making the play and getting it done. And I think that's the way tougher thing. It's easy to say go for it. It's tougher to make it work. And those guys made it work.
John, you talk about the offensive line, you know, Stanley and Yonder on the left side, the other, what was the point of the plan? Do you feel like they're building chemistry between them and that makes the left side maybe, you know, very good
one too? You know, I got to see the tape exactly to see exactly how well they played, but the result was tremendous, you know, for the whole offensive line. So it seems like those guys are doing really well. I mean, just Ronnie's playing really well. That's probably the main thing. You know Marshall's going to play well, even on the left side. I guess he's proven that. But Ronnie has, from when he came back, and he had probably taken a step back technique-wise because he missed 4 or 5 weeks as a rookie, he's worked really hard along with Juan Castillo, I mean, every single day putting in overtime. And he's a quick learner, and he's a good athlete, and he's made his technique really good. And that's why he's playing so well against that pass rusher, Branch, on the left side. It's quite a statement.